Tom.
Yes, mate.
If you could describe life in like just a couple of words, what do you think you'd go with?
I'd say it's life has the potential to be exhilarating. Why have you asked me that?
I don't know. I thought I'd put you on the spot.
Why would you do that?
Because I thought it'd be nice to try and make you say something profound.
How's this for a profound thing? I think you're a doiler. What a time to join us, because you've managed to stumble across the bit of the show that is my favourite bit, and I'm sure it's your favourite bit. You know what time it is. Bins, you know what time it is. It's time for Bins's pick of the news.
Hello, and welcome to the news. So this man this week has been burgled.
All right.
He had
whereabouts?
It's over in Glasgow.
Oh, Glasgow.
And he had... Well...
The number one rule of radio is keep it snappy.
I say Glasgow, but he's from America. He's just arrived in Glasgow.
So he's not a Glaswegian, he is an American.
American in Glasgow.
And he's a burglar, or he's been burgled?
He's been burgled.
He's been burgled, go on.
Well, he's been robbed.
He's been robbed.
I think to say he'd been burgled would indicate he was some kind of premise.
Yeah, you can't burgle a man.
That he was some kind of, some kind of functioning house. He is not, no one has invaded him, had a whip round.
Yeah.
And rob the joint.
You can't use that phrase either. If someone's trying to rob you, you can't go, someone tried to burgle me.
I was walking down the street last night and I was burgled senseless.
Someone tried
tried
to burgle me in the middle of the night. You ever been burgled in the middle of the night?
But on my person or in a house?
Have you been violated either in the street or in your house?
In my house I had, but none of my stuff got nicked. So jokes on you.
Jokes on them.
Jokes.
All my stuff's crap.
So no one would burgle you?
No, well, they'd probably give it a go, but...
They'd go.
Really bad.
I wouldn't get a pound for that at a car boot sale.
I'm trying to sleep here, mate. Just take what you want.
No, look, put that down. We're moving on. You picked the wrong house here.
You've picked the wrong house here.
Indeed. So anyway, so he's got...
American man. In Glasgow.
Has $1,500 on him.
Okay.
It's a lot of money.
Yeah, it is.
Carrying
man.
Around.
Yeah, it is.
And anyway, he got it robbed by a parrot.
Go on.
Well, the parrot just apparently flew down, picked his pocket and flew off.
Right.
Yeah. Violent crime.
I don't believe that.
And apparently he discarded some of the lower notes and took the higher ones.
Right, so because the parrot knows that fivers are a write-off, but... The $50.
A gold.
Yeah.
What I need. Well...
Question.
Mm-hmm.
Where did the parrot come from?
The sky.
What are you talking about?
He flew down.
From the sky?
From the sky.
Yeah, yeah.
He just come out of the airport.
And robbed a man.
Yeah.
I think the parrot came from the same place as this news story. Your imagination. Your imagination, my friend.
I'm reading it off a screen.
Again, don't you point
at
a smartphone and say, well, it's on the phone.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry, it's all true. And it's not true. And he tried to explain that to an insurance company. You know, he had to deal with the questions.
Right, now it starts making sense. So basically, he's
lost.
Spunked his money away. Yeah?
Yeah.
He's gone over to Glasgow and he's had such a good crack that he's gone, oh no, I've lost $1,500. What can I say? Parrot. Thing is, with the parrot as well, he's actually a repeat offender.
Brilliant. Well done, Tom Boston, everybody. Go over to Zimbabwe again, because you normally get a lot of stories from those guys. Last week we heard about a goblin getting his head cut off and then a house blew up. It was crazy. But this week...
Zimbabwe.
A Zimbabwean man.
All right, Zimbabwean.
So it's not actually in Zimbabwe, but it's a Zimbabwean. He went to Johannesburg in South Africa. He was having an absolute quality night.
He's having a good time.
He's been smashing the clubs, the bars and everything.
Yeah.
He has a bit one too many to drink.
It's always the way.
Falls, like, kind of passes out a bit drunk.
Yeah.
Wakes up, someone's stolen his dreadlocks.
Someone's stolen his dreadlocks? What, his hair?
Yeah. He'd grown it for 10 years.
What are you talking?
Somebody stole it.
What, come off?
Stolen it.
What do you mean, stolen it?
They weren't there anymore. They'd got rid of it. They'd taken it.
Yeah, but you've been a bit weird now. Taking it.
Yeah.
Cut it off.
Probably cut it off, yeah.
So you cut, they're not like ripped it off.
Well, he just woke up and it's gone.
Oh.
10 years it took.
Was it just one big dreadlock?
I don't know. Dreadlocks, it said.
Where are they now?
It's on the black market of crime, my friend.
Oh.
And apparently, it's a big thing, stealing hair. Can you imagine that now, waking up and going, oh, one night, someone stole my hair?
Yeah.
Yeah, could you report that to the police? I'd like to report a crime.
My hair's been stolen. I think so, because
you're
like,
up, sir.
If your nose got stolen, then you'd be like, that'd be a crime, wouldn't it?
If your nose got stolen?
Yeah, I'm just thinking...
Someone had cut it off to spite your face?
Yeah, exactly. If someone cut off my own nose to spite my face...
Or someone had shot you in the foot?
I mean, if someone shoots me in the foot, cuts my nose off to spite my face, you know, an eye for an eye. Any of these phrases that someone had taken to real life...
Cheek to cheek, you know.
Exactly.
Mm.
So I might be all fingers and thumbs.
Yeah, exactly.
It's time to cut it out.
Cut it out.
It really is.
Cut it loose.
Yeah.
Wow.
We've had a couple of close shaves, but let's, you know...
You know... A brush with the law.
You'd have to comb through a few of
the evidence.
The petty crimes, yeah, but...
What would be good, though, Tom, right?
If go on.
I was just thinking this.
Go on.
When I read the story. If someone attempted to steal your hair...
Why are you bringing up this?
You know what you could do?
Go on.
Someone had to go... Wait. Right, quick, there's his hair, get it. get his hair. And you'd have a little spray in your pocket of water, and you'd spray the hair, and it'd disappear. And then robbers would come up and go... Yeah. Where'd it go?
That's how I would get away from hair crime. I'd have a little bottle of water because, as you will have learned if you listened to the podcast in the past, if you put a bit of water on my hair, it goes away.
Well,
it's very thin.
You know what we need to do with hair crime?
It's very thin.
It's growing out of control, hair crime.
It's growing out of control.
We need to cut it down.
Well, we need to get to the root of the problem more than anything.
Tom is just preparing himself now. For we've got a brand new feature coming up. And basically, you can hear him rustling about there. It's a new feature. I always say that Tom doesn't really do much things in his life. And when he does, he's pretty weird. So, Tom, if you're ready, I'll cue the jingle in. And it's a new feature. It's called Things Tom's Done. So here we go.
Things that Tom's done. Things that Tom's done. It's time for Things That Tom's Done.
I once put a pine cone in a microwave to see if it'd get any bigger.
Things That Tom's Done. Things That Tom's Done. That was Things That Tom Has Done.
Well, there you go, the new feature there on Two Peas in a Podcast. You listened to the peas. That was Things That Tom's Done.
Here is this bit of the show.
Tom's feature.
Hey, look, I've got a feature for you, pal.
Hello.
Hello, are you well?
I'm all right.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to read you some things that I found on the internet.
Right.
And you'll love them.
Okay.
I like to find weird things that's gone on in the week.
Yeah.
Or maybe like facts. Try and blow your mind.
All right, okay.
I found a website, Bins.
Careful.
Where you can...
Can... What?
I'll just mime it. Let's move on.
And it goes on that long.
Yeah, yeah. I also found a website where you can... where you can submit your own facts. Anyone from around the world...
Right.
Can...
Lies, then. You can submit lies.
Well, pretty much. You can submit lies. Also, turns out...
Pass them off as truth.
You don't even need a good grasp of the English language. You can just kind of put any words and try and make them into a fact.
Right, okay. This sounds mental.
So, let me read you just some of the, and I will use the term very loosely, facts that I found on this website. I want you to think about the person who wrote this. If you blow the nose... The wind coming out goes up to 160. If you blow the nose, the wind coming out goes up to 160.
Right. If you is the nose a euphemism? Is it referring to like the nose on your body?
I think so, but I also think this person is definitely not an English person. Also, the
160 what?
Just says it just says 160
miles, meters.
It goes up to 160
grams.
So.
Stone, ounces.
So that's the first one. I also found...
People.
This little cheeky fact. Men can die of thunderstrike often more than women.
What? I mean, it's bad English to begin with. But why would lightning's not...
Thunder strike as well. There's a strike of thunder.
To be fair, though, a strike of thunder...
A strike of thunder is terrifying.
Pretty loud.
And
it got me.
And the men just fall down.
And the women go, oh, no, we're all right. We're okay.
We're all right. But the men...
I'm not
all right at all. I've hurt myself.
I'm dead.
And the third one I found starts with, I think...
I'm not all right, all right.
I'm not all right at all.
I'm really not all right.
I'm really not all right. It starts with I think, which I think is good for a fact.
Okay, so it's speculative.
Very, very vague.
Right.
I think mosquitoes attract more people who recently ate bananas. So I think...
Wait, is it again?
I think mosquitoes attract more people who recently ate bananas.
It's throwing a wild accusation / speculation. It's something that's not true. Although if you do drink alcohol and smoke... No, if you drink alcohol, they do target you.
What do?
Mosquitoes.
Yeah, but that it says here bananas.
Bananas, yeah.
Why do they target you if you drink alcohol?
They don't live with it.
But do you target them back, though? Because you...
No. Could you target a mosquito when you were on the ale?
Thing is, when I have a drink, I chase, you know...
Chase your dreams.
Chase my dreams around the city centre.
People.
Chase people. I've been chasing my dreams for a while, but...
You never catch up.
I'm never going to catch them.
You're always tripping up on your mistakes.
Yeah. I think I make a lot of mistakes. What do you think is the biggest mistake I've ever made?
This feature?
I've hurt myself.
We're living in a crazy, crazy world.
We're living in a world of technology.
Kids have got tablets, iPads, technology. I was in year one, and how old are you in year one?
Year one?
It's one after reception, so you're about...
I mean, you're proper young in year one.
You're about six, aren't you? You know what we had? I don't know if you had it. It was this robot. Well, it was called a robot.
Right.
It was like a big disc thing. I think it had two eyes. It was like a big kind of...
What are you talking about?
It was like a white kind of plate-shaped thing. And you keyed in digits on it, and it moved. It was called a robot.
Oh, wait a sec. I think I know what you're talking about.
Do you, though?
It's not like an actual... It's not like a robot with arms and legs.
No.
It looked more like a Henry the Hoover.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it was programmable.
Yeah. So basically...
That was a key feature of this robot. Programmable.
Is that a word?
Programmable.
Mm.
Yes.
Probably. the only thing you could do was make it move.
It could go left or right, forward and back.
And it was always degrees.
Yeah.
You type it, you go 90.
Yeah.
Go. And he turned 90 degrees.
You know that man who brought that robot in?
Yeah.
He had a remote with him.
Yeah.
Well, wait a sec then.
No, you keyed it into the
remote. I don't know. I think I might have stumbled across something here. Lies.
No.
A web of...
It might have happened at your school.
Yeah.
Your school was probably like a cardboard cut out of it because it's probably been nicked, flogged. Flogged at break time.
No, just like, because we couldn't type the numbers in. He just wheeled it round and we just clapped.
Yeah. Robot, make it a dance. Make it dance.
It really want a robot. I don't want to use that phrase anymore.
It's not a robot.
No.
But it, for us, it was a robot.
Yeah. It's good to see that thing.
What was the point of that lesson? Robot goes left. Robot goes right.
Robot goes forward. Robot goes back. Turn around again.
90 degrees. 180 degrees.
Left.
That's all I ever remember using 90 degrees for.
Yeah. For that robot that wasn't even a robot.
I think 90 degrees, when do I ever use that now?
Unless
I need to move
you'd say
a
like,
floor robot.
It'd be like, let's move the floor robot.
It looks like one
forward
of them.
Two.
Yeah, that was it.
Yeah.
It looked like one of them things that cleans the bottom surface of a pool.
Or...
Those mechanical things that just kind of glide along slowly.
It looks like one of those things in curling.
Yeah, what, a kettle? The kettle.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
I
think it's the kettle. I'm gonna be confident.
You're gonna go for that. Well, maybe curling. Maybe that's where they got the idea from, that robot from year one.
Fling it down some ice, tell it to turn left.
Why did you have that same robot in your school? Did he travel around?
He must have been the traveling robotsman.
Was he though?
I think he was a bit like the salesman. But
yeah,
he was a robotsman.
Robotsman.
Mm.
So
he's
was
the robotsman with his programmable
robot with his robotics. I'd like to see that robot on Robot Wars.
I think it wouldn't last a second. Mate.
just a lot of 6-year-olds going.
It'd go
90 degrees.
It'd do a couple of stop starts forward, turn
two,
left,
turn
and
left.
Then someone with a great big ruddy axe would just go.
Also, if it went in,
cut a load of that rubbish.
If it went into the flame pit, I think the professor robotsman, who is in charge of the robot.
And he's got his team of roboteers.
Roboteers. And they're into the robotics.
Yeah.
The professor would shed a tear to see that little thing burn.
Go. He's turned his last 90 degrees today.
He will not turn any degrees.
He's turned
ever.
He's turned me into a better person, though.
He has turned my life around.
He's turned my life around a full 180 degrees.
You know, since meeting you, Robot, you've turned my life around 360.
Since the robotics career.
360 degrees. You know, we've had some forwards, we've had some backs.
We've had some 90s, we've had some 90s to the right. We've had some 90s to the back, we've had some 90s to the forwards.
We've turned some lefts, we've turned some rights.
Come on, let's go programmable something else.
Let's go programmable somebody else.
Yep, so that's what happened in year one.
So that... is what happened in year one.
So you kids don't know you're born.
Yeah, with your Angry Birds. You know what? Angry Birds, they're not programmable.
They're not programmable. They don't turn 90 degrees, do they?
You never see an Angry Bird going 90 degrees and then forward back too.
That was entertainment.
That
was like a highlight of a lesson.
Loved it.
I remember on the green carpet.
Yeah.
Clear the chairs and the desks away to the side.
Yeah.
And there'd be a big light. People go crazy moving chairs.
Yeah.
Someone would always get told off for moving it too loud. Move it to the sides.
We went to the side, the robot's coming in. Although when the robot came into our school,
the robot's coming out.
Johnny weed himself on carpet.
Did he?
Yeah, we had to cut that short.
Man.
Oh.
Well, that robot was exciting.
Yeah.
It was pretty exciting.
I mean, people would wet themselves with excitement.
Basically, a disc that moved 90 degrees.
I like that disc, though. Won't have it any other way.
Where he is now.
He is probably in retirement.
I think he's in a skip, mate. Right, coming up now, we had it earlier on, and I think it was, I'd say, a bit of a success. So, we'll give it another try and see what you think. I questioned Tom earlier what things he'd done. So, it's time for our brand new feature again, Things That Tom Have Done.
Things That Tom's Done. Things That Tom's Done. It's time for Things That Tom's Done.
I once gaffer taped a rubber glove to my hand to unblock a toilet.
Things That Tom's Done. Things That Tom's Done. That was Things That Tom Has Done.
Right, that's all we've got time for this week. Next week, we'll see if that feature runs.
I like it.
I like it too.
You can give us a tweet on Twitter. This is what we're called, @WeAreThePeas. You can go to Facebook. It's facebook.com/2peasinapodcast. Or why not listen to the archives on iTunes or on Stitcher, the radio app for your phone.
There's plenty of ways to get in touch.
There is plenty of ways to get in touch. Have a chat with us.
Do what you want.
Do what you want to me.
Do what you want. Right, goodbye. And see you again.
Just wrapping up like that, are we? I'm gonna leave the final word with my co-host, co-presenter, Mr. Luke Binns. Luke, final thoughts for this show.
It's been a good show. We'll do it again next week.
So you can change three things. You can change 1, 2, 3 things about me to make your experience on a day-to-day basis a little bit better. Number one,
I'm with someone else.